All right, guys, welcome to your special edition of Adonis Lifestyle Podcast. I'm Brad Howard, and I've got John Barber on the phone. And today is the day we unveil the winners of the fourth Adonis Index Transformation Contest and the winners of the first, I keep wanting to say annual, but they're not annual, but the first Adonis Index Open Contest. And I think you guys are going to be really impressed with everything we've got to talk about and reveal to you guys. So, John, let's just take this puppy away.
Yep. This is the fourth contest, and everything just keeps getting the level of competition just keeps going up every contest. So I can't even imagine what the fifth is going to look like. We'll just get right into it. Dan Blunk took first, and it was a pretty obvious choice. This is the first competition where we had former contest winners and ambassadors helped us judge, and to a man, they all said this judging was a lot harder than they thought it would be. And I've alluded to how hard this is in podcasts, but now some of the ambassadors know how tricky this was to pick, because this isn't just like a bodybuilding show where you just compare best versus best. We're trying to also compare change. So final look plus change. I mean, we've come up with multiple categories to be able to judge this, and I think I do appreciate the help of all the ambassadors, and we shared some of our ideas on how we were judging. So I gave my guidelines, and then everyone kind of gave back some of their reasonings why people placed where they placed. And I think now we've got it refined down to and there's going to be an even more accurate, I guess, way to judge, because at some point we're just sitting there staring at the pictures. Like it's really hard to pick one person above another. And so that's why we start judging on total AI score, how close you are to your true golden ratio, how far you came in your AI, and all of those things come into literally splitting hairs for who was, you know, first, second, third, fourth. Like it got pretty tricky.
Yeah.
But with that said, Dan was the clear cut runaway winner. Everyone had him ranked number one. We had him ranked number one as well, and he's at his true golden. I mean, this is what it was all about, and so Dan deserved first place the whole way. Leo Bell came out of nowhere. I mean, this happens every time. There's somebody who a lot of people in the forum going through the contest are very vocal, and we kind of get to know who the suspects are and who's going to be. The usual suspects and who's going to be in the contest. But Leo just came out of nowhere. His pictures were fantastic. His transformation was great. I just wish Leo took slightly better pictures. But I mean, even the pictures he posted were really showed how much of a change he really made. And his final look is fantastic. And this, again, was a consensus number two. So Leo was a solid number two finisher. Ben Niemeyer, I think. I hope I'm saying your name right. Looked phenomenal. This is a great finishing look, and Ben made a big transformation. And in the forums, and he sent me a couple pics of this is his 12-week transformation, but he sent some pics of even further before this. And now we didn't judge on that; we just judged on the 12 weeks. But Ben's overall transformation from before is even more dramatic than what you're seeing here. So Ben's final look is fantastic, and it was. He gave Leo a run for his money for second, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Sean Rafferty, probably the most muscular person in this competition, at least from what the pictures show. Really well-developed upper body, really thick muscles. Sean came a long way, and Sean did a really good job taking his pictures. This was the point. The point was to display yourself as best as possible, because we're expecting everyone to display themselves as best as possible. Sean did a really good job, and I think he deserved fourth place. Richard Lane, we all remember Richard from the last contest, and Richard came a long way in this one as well, and it's starting to show through that he's got muscle under there, and he's got good shape, and if you actually look at his face, he just looks like a little kid now, and that's a good thing, Richard. Nobody wants to look older. Everyone wants to look younger, and you made a dramatic change, and I mean, actually, some of the judges had you categorized all over the place, so we were looking at you for fourth place or fifth place, but I think fifth place works really well here, and you did a great job.
Yeah, Rich, I mean, what can you say? I mean, 114 pounds total loss over the course of two contests. I mean, that's still impressive. Mm-hmm. So, still a little ways to go and a little bit to build, and plus he's a cool dude too, so yeah, very deserving.
And Greg Rojem, I hope I'm saying your name right, took sixth place. And Greg looks really good in his afters. He came a long way. You can see his pictures. And he did it right, too. He presented himself he presented himself well. And he's got good shape. And he's got good development in his muscles. I mean, obviously, he's got a little bit of ways to go to catch the guys in first and second place. But this is the progression, and this is how this is supposed to work.
Right.
So good job, Greg.
Yeah, man. Good job to everybody on that side, man. It was really tough.
I mean, there were others too. There were others too who just, I mean, again, like the fifth and sixth places, the people who sort of ended 7, 8, 9, that kind of thing. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy to pick who finished where. One note is to make sure next, if you're entering another contest, make sure you take the pictures properly. Like, we've had some pictures submitted where people's faces were cut off and stuff like that, and that's grounds for you not getting up on the leaderboard here, for no other reason than, I mean, there was rules, and if you didn't follow the rules, that's kind of, didn't matter how good you looked if you didn't follow the rules properly. So that's something to pay attention to if you're thinking of entering the next contest. So that's the transformation. You guys did great, and everyone did well who submitted. There was others who obviously didn't make it in the top six. You all did well, and I can encourage you all to join the next contest if you still feel like you've got it in you to go through another contest.
Yeah. Well, the thing to say about that too is I know that if you didn't place high in this one, you probably already know what you did that caused you not to take it to the top. You know, it starts to get obvious, and every time we talk to people about, you know, kind of their progression and things like that, even people that are fourth, fifth, sixth and things like that, there's always something that they're like, you know what, I fell off the wagon here. So there's just some obvious things I know that.
And we'll find out in the interviews. I definitely want to interview everybody here and to get insights as to where, how you got to where you got to.
Yep, definitely. All right, so let's talk about this open competition. This is really interesting.
The open was really interesting. This is our first go at it, and this was a way to award or a way to provide some sort of feedback and awards for people who didn't have a long distance to travel, but again, like a traditional fitness show or bodybuilding show. This is just based on final look. And it was divided into ages. So in the senior, the 40-plus, Mark Levy won. And I think we were all pretty – I think we were all sort of expecting big things from Mark, and Mark didn't disappoint. This is a level of conditioning most people just can't – I don't know. Most people just can't get to this level of conditioning. Either they don't have the dedication or – I mean, I don't know what it is, but holy, Mark, you just knocked it out of the park here. I mean, this is it. So – anybody younger than Mark, if you're thinking it's too late, it's never too late. And Mark is a perfect example of the type of condition you can get into, even over 40 years old. And you know, it's not like Mark lives and breathes this lifestyle. He's got a legit, a real job. He's a busy guy. His wife makes cakes for a living, like gourmet cakes. So I mean, there is nobody has an ex- if anyone has an excuse, Mark has an excuse, and it he didn't let anything get in his way. So this is a great example for everybody to follow. You can get into whatever condition you want if you want it bad enough.
Yep, definitely.
Joe Weaver, probably the biggest inspiration to everybody. He came in second. Joe's 60 years old. I know a lot of 20-year-olds who'd kill for this physique. So this Joe is just raised the bar for everybody. And if they're, I mean, if Mark wasn't enough example that there's no excuse, Joe proves there's absolutely no excuse for not getting in shape at any age in your life. These pictures were phenomenal. Also, Joe did a great job taking good pictures. Mark and Joe, I mean, this was raising the bar here. Joe and Mark just showed everybody how this is really supposed to be done. Weaver, this is fantastic, and everybody should be looking up to Joe for some inspiration.
Yeah, most definitely.
Rich Sagona, we all remember Rich from a few contests ago. This is just a degree of muscle mass that a lot of people are trying to get to, and Rich is an example of just of what really a lot of muscle looks like on a physique. And this, and if you look at his back shot, he's got a really wide back, a really narrow waist, and this is a perfect example of extreme muscular development. And again, people might think Rich is heavier than he probably is, but that's part of the illusion of having a well-proportioned physique. So good job, Rich, for taking third in the senior.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, impressed. Very impressed with that one. Totally. Those pictures came in, and we were floored.
Yep.
So
And now the middle division, usual suspect here, Alan Elliott, took first place. We all know that Alan's been on the program for a while now, and he's done some bodybuilding shows with our program. And Alan took first place. And now Alan also does a good job at posing. And, I mean, Alan did the last time we interviewed Alan, he shared a lot of his tips on how to get into this final shape. So anyone could have borrowed some of his tips. But this is how it's done. He's presenting himself well. He's posing well. And he deserved first place in this division.
Yep.
Qaddafi. We met Qaddafi in Vegas. And Qaddafi showed up really well here. He actually said he surprised himself with these pictures because he just didn't actually expect to look like this when he was in front of the camera. And then when he actually looked at the pictures, he was pretty impressed. And we were really impressed. And Qaddafi, you did an awesome job. You look great. And definitely deserve second place in this division.
Yeah.
And I think the only person that could possibly have beaten you was Alan out of everybody we had.
Yeah. Yeah. And as an aside, Qaddafi looked really good in Vegas. He looked so good that he made the waitress nervous and she spilled drink all over everybody.
Oh yeah, yeah, totally, totally, yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I thought we were gonna have to have an intervention to like sneak him out of there without her like getting her hands all over him.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, and then third place in the middle division, Andrew Tullio. I think people remember Andrew from the last competition. Andrew looks really good. It's got good definition, good shape, good everything. Like this all three of these guys were neck and neck. I mean. This is what it's all about. This is the look. This is everything.
Yeah.
Andrew threw in some good poses here too to show off what he's got and deserving.
Yeah. If Andrew had like a really 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 deep dark tan, like putting him side by side with Qaddafi would be tough. You know, it was when we were looking. I was looking on my screen the two back shots and things like that, and they almost looked identical. That one was really splitting hairs.
This was splitting hairs, and I mean, a note if you're listening, Andrew. Part of this is the picture taking, and you took pretty good pictures. It's just if we look here on the blog, we can see that Qaddafi's pictures are a bit brighter, and this is all comes down to presentation. I mean, again, this isn't a live show where we're watching you guys on stage. I actually think when I saw these two pictures, when I saw these two people, Qaddafi and Andrew, I was like, oh, that's. I bet you live they're almost identical on stage.
Yep.
So, but which is good. I mean, because you guys both look amazing.
Yep.
And so on to the junior. We only had two people enter the junior, but they both look fantastic. And David Donahue, I hope I'm saying your name right, but you can email me if I'm getting that wrong. I mean, David just looks amazing. Everybody knows David from the forums, D Squared. And this is. I mean, there's nothing even to be said about it. The pictures say everything. This is the look. This is what we're after. And everybody who's under 25 and thinks that, you know, they can't get to the look and they need to, you know, 15 years of training loss is not true. And David's a perfect example of that. This is what it's all about.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, great job.
Great and good posing. I mean, I'd still tweak a little bit of this, and we're going to work with everyone a little bit more on posing. But this is you got to be able to present yourself, and David presents himself really well here.
Yep.
And finally, Andrew Irvine. I'm glad you submitted because last competition you looked great. You didn't have as far to go, and that's why you didn't finish in the transformation. So I'm glad you resubmitted. And you improved too. You actually put on more muscle mass, and this looks really good. So you're well deserving of finishing in the money here in the junior as well.
Yeah, this whole thing was tough. The men's side was tough. The women's side was tough. I mean, the whole thing was tough. I mean,
picking people?
Yes, yes. Yeah. I just remember like used to it was kind of obvious. We like, you know, all right, yeah, yep, yep. Bang, bang, bang. Okay, we got it. But this one actually took work.
Yeah, no. Well, yeah. Each successive contest got harder to judge.
Yep.
So now I'm really glad we have some ambassadors to help us judge because because everyone's going to see it with slightly different set of eyes, right? So
yeah.
Having a few extra opinions involved kind of it normalizes that the person who really deserves to be, you know, first, second, third should land where the most people think they should land.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Cause you know, it's funny that how the matrix, I guess we call it a matrix, how it kind of works out and how like I look at people one way, you have a little bit different, look, even though they're similar, but the kind of the way we discussed it was a little different. Then you have the other guys come in, and they have a little bit of different opinion.
And nothing was – it wasn't crazy. It's not like someone who was ranked first on one person's list was ranked ninth on somebody else's.
Yeah,
like number one and two were pretty obvious. And then after that, it gets tricky from three to six. People – it wasn't really obvious where everyone had everyone after that. So it's not 100% – it's not just – it's not that obvious considering the transformation and how far people have come. So it's trickier.
Yeah, it definitely
it's trickier than it thinks. And I want to interview even our ambassadors to a few of them just to go through the process, like what it was like to judge, because, I mean, we could talk forever about it, but it'd be interesting to hear what everyone else, their opinions on what it was like to even judge one of these things.
Yeah, and don't forget, I guess we got to go in really quickly because I've got to run, but don't forget that this podcast is now going to essentially turn into basically the contest podcast, where it's going to be full of just chock full of interviews. So everyone that won, you know, obviously we definitely want to get you on an interview to kind of go over your processes and some of your challenges and things like that. Remember, we got 15 winners now, so in three contests. So that's 45 interviews a year. And, you know, plus that leaves seven to do other stuff with, which is probably going to be talking about other contest stuff. So it's going to be interesting. So, you know, for a lot of the people who are wondering if Uncensored is totally just going to take the place of this contest, not really. It's really just the only way we were able to continue to teach, because this is very important for a lot of people to be able to see things through the eyes of someone else that's going through the same process. So this is one of the biggest things that we can give people are these interviews, these things. So we did not want to cut those out. We just needed a separate outlet for some other stuff. So,
all right. Well, I think we're good.
I think we're good, man. All right. So, congratulations to all. Don't forget to email John your PayPal address or your real address at john@adoniseffect.com, or you can DM him in the forums if you're in the forums. Get that to him so I can get your money. And I think that's about it, buddy.
That's it.
All right. So, for John Barman, I'm Brad Howard. That's your Adonis Lifestyle Podcast.